This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Yes, I still think it's the greatest nation on God's green earth. Though today is a day when it's hard not to focus on insanity and violence and paranoia and basic destructive nuttiness that is simmering right below the surface of our political battles right now. Just in the last few moments, there was breaking news, and this on the day when most of the news focus has been on the attack, and it's apparently a much more brutal attack than people originally expected. What one heard was that Paul Pelosi, the 82-year-old husband of the Speaker of the House of Representatives, who's second in line to the presidency, that Paul Pelosi had been attacked with a crazed Berkeley nutburger who lives in a storage shed in Berkeley, and had posted paranoid craziness on the internet. Well, it turns out apparently it had been a much more serious attack. And the surgery, we don't know specifically what Paul Pelosi's injuries are, but they're serious enough to require brain surgery. And it's just unbelievably sad. And so is this. This is breaking news moments ago. A Pennsylvania man pled guilty today to making threats to kill a member of Congress. That information released by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York. Joshua Hall, who's 22, was accused of making a series of calls from New York to the California office of Representative Eric Swalwell, Democrat, California. You remember him. He became notorious in conservative circles for, well, some embarrassments involving unpleasant sounds that proceeded from his nether regions during a hearing. He had received a series of threatening calls, making threats to kill the congressman on at least three different staffers who handled those calls. Joshua Hall, who's 22, pled guilty to one count of making interstate communications with a threat to injure. The offense carries a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison. Guy's 22 years old. He's a stupid fool to do that and to ruin his own life. Aside from threatening a congressman with whom, okay, Eric Swalwell's not my favorite member of Congress by any means, but no one, not the member of Congress that you hate most, deserves death threats. It's completely unacceptable. During the calls, Hall claimed he had AR-15 rifles and said that he wanted to shoot the congressman, that he intended to come to Swalwell's office with firearms, and that if he ever saw the congressman, he would kill him. That's according to a statement from the Department of Justice. Of note, at the time of the threats, Hall was already on pretrial release for a separate charge. He allegedly impersonated family members of then-President Donald Trump on social media in order to fraudulently raise funds for a fictitious political organization. Hall pled guilty to one count of wire fraud stemming from the scheme, which would carry a 20-year prison sentence. What are they saying? Well, this is what Damian Williams, who is a U.S. attorney in the Department of Justice, said. Joshua Hall made terrifying threats to the staff of the United States congressman, whom he disliked, rather than attempting to effect change through any of the freedoms of expression that all Americans enjoy. And look, this is important as we're coming up to the midterms. There have already been intensified threats concerning the midterms, and by the way, and records about the enormous response. This, it looks like, is going to break all records as the most participated in, the highest rate of voting for any midterm election where you don't have a presidential race on the ballot. And are there reasons to be concerned? Well, certainly there are reasons for Democrats. They are looking like they're ready to lose big time. And in fact, one of the Democratic supporters, Donnie Deutsch from MSNBC, had this to say, and I don't think he meant it in quite the way that you may hear it. This is clip 7.
And then you see a woman who's raising 4 kids on $400
yeah.
Street, and you go, nothing else matters to her. There's no
that's
argument
it.
other than guess what? We're going to figure out a way to make bread more affordable to you. I mean, it's just, you know, when it's about survival, when it's about these issues that just they can't live. Now, you can scare them and say it could get worse. They could take your health care away. I mean, that's a strategy to go. But, you know, if she is representative of a big part of the populace, and she is, and now let's even factor in people who've seen their IRAs, not a woman like that necessarily, but who've seen their IRAs go down by 20-25%. It's really tough, and I've come on the show and talked a lot about that. You got to scare people and make it about the Republicans that are crazy people. But even with a pending crazy, when you can't afford to buy the stuff that you were able to buy a year or 2 or 3 years ago, it's tough, tough sledding. I hate to be negative mini over here. I don't even know what the hell that means. But I am really scared about a bloodbath. 10 days.
Okay, really scared about a bloodbath? Could that actually mean violence and maybe something worse than happened on January 6th? 1-800-955-1776. The part of the context for that, there's a story from Bloomberg News. And it says that two people armed with handguns and wearing tactical military gear, balaclavas masking their faces and the license plates on their cars covered, stood watch over a ballot drop box during early voting last week in Mesa, Arizona. This scene, reported by the Maricopa County Elections Department on Friday, that's today, is one that some election officials and law enforcement officials fear might spread as believers in Donald Trump's false claims that a second term as president was stolen from him through voter fraud amp up activity before the November 8th election. Other agitator election deniers are filming voters dropping off ballots, photographing their license plates, and confronting them in parking lots outside early voting locations in Arizona and Michigan, according to Marsha Johnson Blanco, who is overseeing election protection efforts for the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law. If you have gone out for early voting and you've seen any of this, if you have had any encounters with people when you're trying to vote or any direct fears about the ballot intimidation, which people are complaining about. At least three groups that make claims of widespread voter fraud are encouraging untrained volunteers to engage in this effort. One effort funded by Michael Flynn, Donald Trump's first national security advisor, who he pardoned from charges against him. He has been recruiting military veterans and police officers to monitor voting. Okay, what does this mean? And where are we going with this? Coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved here for Washington Policy Center. Over a million kids were subjected to learning loss and emotional harms caused by prolonged school shutdowns in our state. Now, those kids are being passed through the system without the harms being addressed. What if parents could direct funding so that their children receive the extra tools or tutoring they need? What if parents could choose the school that best fit their child rather than a one-size-fits-all system? Fund students, not systems. Go to fundstudentsfirst.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about fears on all sides, fears on the part of a people to the left in American politics, fears that with Nancy Pelosi being the target of apparently an assassination attempt or something very much like it, her husband was seriously injured. And, okay, her house broken into at 2:30 in the morning. The idea that this happens with someone who is a promulgator on social media of leading conspiracy theories, supported by QAnon and others. Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who is going to be retiring from Congress in just a couple of weeks now, it's actually the first week of January that he will be gone as a representative of the Republican Party and of his district in Illinois. But Adam Kinzinger said that, look, when you are convincing people that elected representatives are busy stealing elections and conspiring to drink babies' blood, then you're going to get violence. And that appears to be what happened in San Francisco at 2:30 this morning. What is happening around the country is something I honestly don't understand, and I do want to invite you to explain it to me if you want to or you have any experience with it, because there may be people who are listening now who think it's a terrific idea to camp out around drop boxes for early ballots, for mail-in ballots. And first of all, most mail-in ballots don't go to drop boxes. Most mail-in ballots go to the mail. And, for instance, here in the state of Washington, and I think in other states as well, where mail-in voting is really the norm, it's not exceptional, they pay for your postage. So there's no reason to obsess with drop boxes. But the idea that people are so concerned about drop boxes that they're camping out all night around them, and they report in this Bloomberg piece on the confrontations in these different parts of the country, particularly Michigan and Arizona, two very swing states. A coalition of left-leaning groups called Election Defenders also has been training volunteers in eight states on how to counter efforts to intimidate voters and elections officials from early voting through final certification. Now, do you remember this was, I believe it was back in the election of 2004, but it was a while ago. There were Black Panthers in Philadelphia who were arrested because they were involved at apparently intimidating people who were going to the polls. And some of that may have been racial in very heavily Black neighborhoods where the Panthers didn't want to see people who were voting against their wishes to actually turn out. But that was considered an exception, and it was something that was cited, I think, rightly by conservatives all the time. But here, if you have people who are wearing military gear, tactical military gear, and with covered license plates, and basically carrying weapons and wearing camouflage, I mean, what are we talking about? Are we talking about another coup or what? This is extraordinary. The efforts are already leading to lawsuits. The Arizona Alliance for Retired Americans and Voto Latino sued in federal court, arguing that the election denial group, Clean Elections USA, encouraged voter intimidation at drop boxes in Maricopa County, while the League of Women's Voters filed a separate lawsuit. Clean Elections USA founder Melody Jennings did not respond to a request for comment, but she has posted on the Conservative Truth Social website, that's President Trump's website, that at least one of the people photographed in Mesa, Arizona, was not associated with her group. In the past, however, Jennings has said that poll watchers should gather in large groups to be a deterrent. They're also being called to action by groups that have embraced claims about fraudulent voting, including Clean Elections USA, Audit the Vote, and the Michael Flynn Link Group, One More Mission, as well as election denier candidates like the Arizona Secretary of State nominee Mark Fincham, who tweeted out a call for supporters to watch all drop boxes in order to save the republic. Drop boxes are going to somehow undo the republic. Now, all of this comes out at a time when A.B. Stoddard wrote an important piece where she challenges leading Republicans. And I think this would be a very positive thing, and it would be helping in terms of winning votes as well. If Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell, who are the leaders of this fight, the real leaders of this fight, if they would come out very directly, denounce violence of any kind, denounce vigilantism. In other words, should we really be, as approaching the last 2 weeks before this election, concentrating on trying to reduce the number of early votes that are coming in, especially at a time when all of the evidence is that we're once again going to have a record participation in this election. Now, that record participation may not lead to a success for Democrats, and it certainly appears that it won't. Jake Tapper over at CNN is already speculating that Republicans could pick up as many as 30 seats. I know there are some Republican activists and prognosticators who believe that it will be even more than that. But what about the Senate races? And what about the impact on any Senate races that are disappointing for one side or another? Will Stacey Abrams again refuse to accept the verdict of the people of Georgia when she loses her attempt to unseat Governor Brian Kemp, who did very well in the primary against a Trump-endorsed candidate, and I suspect is going to do very well against Stacey Abrams? That is worth considering, but also worth considering is some of the issues that Republicans need to emphasize. And right here in Washington, the Washington Policy Center is pushing for education savings accounts with a very good example where in Arizona, where so many other things are going crazy. We will be talking about that coming up with the Washington Policy Council Center, coming up on the MedVet Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's 82-year-old husband, Paul Pelosi, is in the hospital after an individual broke into their San Francisco home and attacked him. San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott explains what officers encountered when they arrived at the Pelosi's home.
Our officers observed Ms. Pelosi and the suspect both holding a hammer. The suspect pulled the hammer away from Ms. Pelosi.
and violently assaulted him with it.
The suspect is in custody, and sources say the attacker was screaming, "Where's Nancy?" repeatedly after breaking into the home. The suspect is facing attempted homicide, assault, and other charges. Music legend Jerry Lee Lewis is dead at the age of 87. The death of the rock and roll icon was confirmed Friday on his website. Lewis had more than 20 gold albums during his career. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved show, one of the charges that has been made against conservatives recently has been that conservatives have no ideas of their own. They don't have a program, they don't have a platform, they don't have anything that they want to do to change America. Except that's not true, because one of the most important issues, one of the areas in which America has had disastrous results recently has been education. And we just had our national educational report card that came in with tests of 8th and 4th graders, and it's the worst ever. I mean, really, in terms of the negative impact, and no, it's not just the pandemic. So how do you fix it? They have an idea in Arizona that is worth talking about, for the state of Washington, at least. And Liv Finn is the director of the Center for Education at the Washington Policy Center. And prior to that position, she served as an adjunct scholar focusing on education policy issues and authoring in-depth studies, including an overview of public school funding in Washington and early learning proposals in Washington State. So, Liv, what is this idea? It's centered on the notion of education savings accounts. This idea that people in Arizona are going to be able to benefit from.
Yes, it's super exciting. It's it's a brand new program that the state of Arizona just passed over the summer that will give any family, which makes all families in Arizona eligible to get what they call an empowerment scholarship account, like an education savings account, with 90% of what the state provides to educate their children in that account. And that's about $7,000 per student from the state, and more if you have a special needs child. And that money can be used by the parents to fashion, to custom design the education program that best meets the needs of their particular child, including hiring tutors, paying private school tuition, buying textbooks, homeschooling, getting special behavior therapies if the child needs it, you know, dyslexia assistance, that kind of thing. It's just a fantastic way to move the money to the control of the parents, which is exactly the fix that you would want when you see the shortcomings of the monopoly public schools that have moved control away from families to distant bureaucratic officials in the state house or the federal government.
Okay, now, as I understand it, these empowerment savings accounts that they're doing in the state of Arizona, they call it you get a class wallet debit card, but if your child remains in public schools, you can still use these funds for tutoring, for school supplies, for things to supplement the child's education, even with the child remaining in public school. Is that right?
No. The parents must withdraw their children from their school district and release the district from all obligations, and to educate the students. So this is, you must resign from the public schools in order to get one of these accounts. And you must take on the responsibility as parents to fashion that program using this money for that purpose, to educate the child. And it's overseen by the state treasurer, so it's kind of like a health savings account. You can't use it on any other purpose besides education, or you're in big trouble with the government. That basically absolves the state from the responsibility to educate your child and puts it squarely on your shoulders, but with the help of these public resources so you can do it yourself.
Okay, so do they have some estimate as to what percentage of public school parents may elect to resign from the public schools in order to get this new program, the Empowerment Scholarship Account?
Yes. So initially, it's such an interesting story, Michael. Initially, 11,000 families signed up for this right away. And then the state teachers union, just to give you context, there's about 1 million students in Arizona, the same amount of students that we educate here in Washington State, roughly the same. And 11,000 families immediately signed up for these accounts, wishing to have this option to educate their children themselves with this direct public aid. And the state teachers union immediately went on the attack, tried to put on the ballot a citizens' initiative to repeal the law, and were collecting signatures to do so. And parents showed up with billboards next to the signature gatherers with a billboard saying "refuse to sign." And the net result was that the teachers union failed to get sufficient number of signatures, and it failed to get on the ballot. And the results of this publicity over this fight doubled the number of families that are now signing up for this. So there's 24,000 families in Arizona now tapping into this opportunity to get $7,000 in these debit cards, these education savings account programs.
Well, this is not just a straight-out loss to the Treasury of Arizona, is it? Because, in other words, if you're having 20,000 or 40,000 or 100,000 kids who are withdrawing from public schools, doesn't that reduce some of their expenses in providing education for those kids?
It will certainly reduce their expenses. They won't have to educate those children, but they'll actually be a net gain for them, because there's still the local funding per student, which amounts to $2,000 or $3,000 per student, plus federal funding, which amounts to another $1,000 per student. So about $5,000 will remain in the public school system to educate the children that have left. And so it's basically a win-win. The system gains about $5,000 per student and no longer has to educate the student.
And
but
this,
the real benefit...
This begins this year,
benefit,
right?
Yeah. This year. It's happening right now in Arizona.
Okay, which is extraordinary. I mean, we have a lot of states and jurisdictions that have been moving toward providing parents with new alternatives. And does this increase going from elementary school to secondary school?
It doesn't yet. I don't think it does. It's the same amount from, no, it doesn't, from grades 1 through 12. The kindergarten students get slightly less. No, it doesn't increase, but it does increase if you have a child fitting into a special needs category.
Which is very important. And I love the idea that the teachers' union was trying to block it with an initiative and couldn't even get the registration. And any efforts ongoing from Washington Policy Center or anywhere else to bring something like this directly to Washington?
Oh, absolutely. There have been four bills introduced in the last session of the legislature, notably by Representative Jim Walsh. He's a leader in our state on this idea, and he introduced a bill, House Bill 1633, which would create education savings accounts with $10,000 per student. We're a richer state than Arizona. We could actually, at 90% of the state portion, we could provide $11,250 per student. But Jim Walsh's bill was for $10,000, and he was going to offer it to the first 100,000 families that showed up and wanted that. And that would amount to $1 billion, which is plenty. There's plenty of money in the system to support giving 100,000 families $10,000 to educate their children in the private sector. And but the real benefit to this is the competitive pressure that this would apply upon the existing system of schools that is underperforming so badly right now. They would be forced to improve their quality of their teaching, of their oversight, of all the rest of it.
That basically it's a message, shape up or we'll ship out. Find out more about it. Go to michaelmedved.com and look for the WPC green banner. Don't stay on the sidelines. Liv Finn, thank you for all of your great work and for joining us on the show. We will be right back. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved show, one of the issues that desperately needs public attention because it is such a disaster is the issue of homelessness. And there's a piece by Ezra Klein. And Ezra Klein is not a conservative. I mean, he's somebody who's very much would describe himself as a progressive. And what he says the way Los Angeles is trying to solve homelessness is absolutely insane. And he reports that in 2016, the people of Los Angeles overwhelmingly passed Proposition HHH, which was a ballot measure that raised $1.2 billion through higher property tax to create 10,000 brand new apartments for the homeless. The voters of Los Angeles have radically reshaped our future, said Mayor Eric Garcetti at the time, this again back in 2016, giving us a mandate to end street homelessness over the next decade. Okay, it's not a full decade yet, but it's 6 years later. How are they doing? They've actually increased the number of street homeless. Neither the mandate nor the money has proved to be nearly enough. In 2016, the Los Angeles had about 28,000 homeless residents, of whom around 21,000 were living on the street. They were unsheltered, as the euphemism goes. The current count is closer to 42,000 homeless residents, with at least 28,000 unsheltered living on the street. So Proposition HHH has built units, but very slowly and at eye-popping cost. The city says that 3,357 units have been built, and the most recent audit found that the average cost per unit was, are you ready? $596,846 for units to be constructed. That's more than the median price of new homes in most cities. Some units under construction have cost the city more than $700,000 to build. And now the state of California has spent $36 million, that's right, to build a new home for a homeless unified command center. In other words, to build a center that doesn't house anybody, but that houses a bunch of new bureaucracy. It was celebrated in a dedication by Governor Gavin Newsom. Clip 8.
What's happening as it relates to homelessness in the state of California is unacceptable. What's happening on the streets and sidewalks is unacceptable. What's persisted in the state for decades is unacceptable. And so one has to acknowledge that. One has to take responsibility and take ownership of that. I'm not here to cast aspersions. I'm not here to wax on about the good old days. I'm not here with a closed fist either to lay blame at the feet of others. We need to own this issue.
Okay, so we need to own this issue. By the way, when were the good old days that that he was talking about? The craziness is that there is no evidence at all that a unified homeless command center is going to change everything in terms of people living on the streets. And then there's this. This is also from Los Angeles. A report on Fox News of the Los Angeles homeless population being forced off metro trains, which you got to think is a good thing. It's not a really great place to live on a metro train, is it? This is Fox News reporting. Listen.
Well, Los Angeles County's already dire homeless crisis is having an outsized effect on the community of Long Beach, all because of a public transportation policy that forces people off the trains at midnight.
Business owners and neighbors in Long Beach say the homeless crisis is being compounded by the so-called dumping of homeless. And maybe this is something you see in your own neighborhood. Twice a day, LA's Metro empties its train carts of all humans to service and clean the carts, forcing those that ride the train for shelter back onto the streets. Business owners partially blame the problem on a 62% increase in the homeless population in Long Beach within the last 2 years. One jewelry store owner tells Fox 11's Gina Silva that she's captured homeless walking around naked, going to the bathroom in the street, and even lighting fires.
I have to clean the trash. There's fecal matter there.
We have to keep these bars pretty much all around the area, the exterior, interior. It's not that we're insensitive. I am absolutely not insensitive to the homeless community, but enough is enough.
Enough is enough, but the answer, I'm sorry, is not to just let them sleep on the trains. The trains probably are a waste of money anyway, as they usually are, those systems. But the level of mismanagement and craziness is just unbelievable. And now here in, meanwhile in Seattle, we have a report that the city council is considering purchasing a hotel for unhoused people along Aurora Avenue, which is just what Aurora Avenue needs if you have any experience with Aurora Avenue at all. Taxpayers could soon be footing the bill for a new homeless hotel in North Seattle. The proposal is already getting mixed reviews. I think that's gracious, including from businesses who say they're still dealing with problems stemming from another homeless hotel nearby. And there's this headline from 1 month ago, with them preparing to spend more money to buy a new hotel. This headline in the Seattle Times: King County wants to add homeless housing while many of its buildings are still empty. The basic idea that this problem of homelessness, which is very profound, and it's a human problem at its very heart, it has to do with the state of human beings who, it's like that old joke. It's a joke I'm always sensitive to because I'm married to a psychologist. But how many psychologists does it take to screw in a light bulb? And only one, but the bulb really has to want to change. The idea that homeless people, people living on the streets and lighting fires and depositing fecal matter, that all they need is a chance to get a new place provided by the government and everything will be fine. It's not true. It is not so simple. And what is particularly not simple is the idea that by basically leaving people more at liberty to do as they please, that you are helping them or the community. Whenever order breaks down, whenever rules are not enforced, whenever you basically are promising to respond to people who are clearly in trouble and causing trouble for others, you respond by giving them stuff, that is a bad idea, and it is not going to work. And I do feel that it is very important, and this is something that the new Republican Congress can begin to look at, is maybe showing a little bit of federal leadership on dealing with this homeless problem, which is not just a local problem. It's not just Los Angeles. It's not just Seattle. It's a problem all over the country, and people feel about it, need to deal with it. The elections are coming up. Donnie Deutsch believes there might be a bloodbath. He doesn't mean that literally. He just means that there will be a lot of Democrats who lose their seats. But what about the actual safety on the election, or the willingness to accept the results of the election, however it ends up sorting out? That is a challenge that was placed by the associate editor at Real Clear Politics, A.B. Stoddard. She's been a guest on the show before. She asks about whether the GOP can get together in the 2 weeks before the election and to make a bipartisan national call for calm and peace on Election Day. Maybe that's the good old days. But to make a truly united plea from every faction in the Republican Party, from every faction in the Democratic Party, to avoid controversy, condemnation, and above all, to avoid violence and misunderstanding. I mean, it's an election, for goodness sake. It shouldn't be a revolution in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.